AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Israeli military says all 20 living hostages that were held by Hamas have been returned to Israel. Meanwhile, an armored vehicle flying an Israeli flag drove up the hill from Ofer prison in the occupied West Bank and fired tear gas and rubber bullets at Palestinians waiting for the release of some of the 250 prisoners slated for exchange today. Over 1,900 Palestinians are set to be freed in the deal. Meanwhile, President Trump is in Israel, where he'll be meeting with the families of Israeli hostages. From there, he'll go to Egypt for more talks on the U.S. proposed deal and post-war plans. In Madagascar, the president says an attempted coup was underway a day after soldiers joined anti-government demonstrations. The office of President Andry Rajoelina did not immediately identify who was behind the alleged attempt. Members of the armed forces had joined youth-led protests against Rajoelina on Saturday. And the final Nobel of this year's prize season is set to be announced today. Organizers are revealing the winner or winners of the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics. And AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the White House is warning of more firings during the government shutdown.
Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. As the shutdown entered its 12th day, Vance warned the new cuts would be painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired.
The remnants of a typhoon brought hurricane-force winds and massive coastal floods to western Alaska. Authorities say up to 20 people could be unaccounted for. This is AP News. A rising star during baseball's postseason is speaking out after his family has been subjected to abuse.
Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Trey Yesevich says his family has faced abuse since his impressive postseason debut against the New York Yankees. He spoke out before the AL Championship Series opener against Seattle.
It's sad to see that people close to me are being attacked for my performances on the field.
Yes, Savage, who is set to start Game 2 on Monday, declined to answer follow-up questions.
Whether that's my parents, my brothers, my girlfriend, family, it's just really sad.
Blue Jays manager John Schneider commended him for addressing the issue.
I give him a ton of credit, you know, for a guy that is 22 and just arrived in the big leagues and understands that he has a really, really good support system.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.